Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to another reality show. My name is Golden Hawk, and I'm your host.
Your message has been sent.
And I seem to have a double. Dawn, that would be your answering machine telling me the message is sent. Anyways, you know, we're pretty casual here at another reality show, and that other woman, that third voice that you heard, you know, was not God. It was just the answering machine. Anyways, I have an amazing guest with me tonight. She's, well, you know, without even reading anything, this woman is my soul sister. We met at the Tampa Pod in doing Almeen's work in Tampa, and we instantly hit it off. She is truly an exquisite channel, an exquisite vessel for all things divine. She sings. In fact, last time she was on the show, she sang, and I got a lot of emails saying how beautiful they thought the music was. And because I was going to read something about Dawn, but, you know, I think this is a show about speaking from our heart and speaking from our truth, where we're at. Dawn is co-presenting with me the Almeen Pod in New York. And this is all happening. I mean, shucks, me and Dawn met like about a month and a half ago. And we have been flying like falcons and hawks ever since. So welcome to the show, Dawn.
Hi, Goldie.
How are you?
I'm good. Just a lot of energy connecting here, a lot of different frequencies. So just trying to ground that in and flow with it right now. So.
Oh, awesome. See, you're very deep. I love deep people. I really do. The whole idea of, you know, these radio shows really are deeply connecting. We, you know, especially when we do All Things Almeen, which is tonight's show is going to be pretty much All Things Almeen. Actually, one more thing before I go on. I did want to give a big shout out to my friend Jay, who is driving his son Joe back home to Florida. And he was feeling a little sleepy, so hopefully he's going to plug in with his telephone, listen to our show, feel the energy from us, and clearly stay awake as he makes that drive. Because we love you, Jay. We need you alive. Sorry. Okay. I promised him I would do a shout out. So yes, Goldie's a little scattered. Anyways, energy. Yeah. Me and Dawn recently started, as did I think there's 152 total taking the Almeen I Am course, which is I Am is an anagram for what is it? The Institute of Mysticism, Applied Mysticism.
Applied.
Yeah, and, you know, I have a lot to say on this, but I'm curious, you know, we're in day six today of the course. It was a little bit of a rocky start, some IT difficulties with the website and things of that nature. But what have been your experiences, you know, so far with this course?
Well, for me, and I think this course is called The Science of Immortality and Incorruptibility.
That's correct.
Within the whole Institute of the Applied Mysticism.
I see. Okay.
So for me, it's the information that's coming through is, and you and I talked a little bit about this before, it's just recognition of what's currently happening in our lives.
Yes.
And
that's exquisitely said, yes.
And so as we're having life experiences, this information comes through and we go, oh, yeah, that really makes sense of, you know, this experience I just had, or, you know, this reaffirms the way I'm feeling right now.
Yeah. Yeah, now, are we allowed to give any kind of details? I mean, I get that, you know, this is all unpublished material.
Some of the illuminations were on Almeen's diary a week or two ago already.
Okay, good, because I wouldn't want to, you know, break any trademark, you know, situations. I want to always be respectful. because
I was actually going to look at some of what those were and thought, okay, those are free for us to talk about.
Okay, because from my own sense of this class, and I'm just going to speak this truth to everybody that's out there listening. Ah, Kimmy's on. Hi, Kimmy. The way this class has been working with me is I signed up 2 weeks before the course started, that we were going to the website and getting the daily illuminations and audios. And the way I've been describing this to my friends, this ought to be interesting to say live on the air, but I'm just going to be transparent. This course is very similar to taking mushrooms, the magic kind, because it is very much a holographic experience. And what I mean by that is there is never a point in time that you're not in this course. Because my experience is the 2 weeks prior to the course, a lot of upheaval was happening in my life. I mean, I was liberating friends from some dysfunctional relationships. And I mean, there was literally an incident where there was a car chase, and I'm not going to get into the details, but what I'd like to emphasize about what happened that night of the car chase is there was magic. I mean, like, I was driving my car, and either the car was flying or we were in some sort of state of non-physicalness because we were driving through brick walls, we were driving over tree stumps, through garbage cans, and nothing happened to the car, nothing happened to me and my friend, and it was literally, I signed up for the class about a half an hour before this experience happened, and what I have gotten since that is the illuminations talk about extreme moments and kind of knowing what's happening in your life and becoming aware of that there is, this is my perception, there is a way to look at life through the illusion of being, quote-unquote, just a physical being, and there is a perception and a reality to life that is God and Goddess. And if we choose to look at it through God and Goddess, it starts showing up. I mean, I don't know what happened that night, but I was flying on the back of a dragon. Which is funny because did you see Almin talking about dragons now?
I'm just actually on her site and I'm seeing that piece for the first time today. Well, she's talked about dragons for a long time.
Right, but this is a resurgence of that, like a recent resurgence meaning.
Well, this is something new that just recently came in, right? Yeah, okay, I'm finally to it because this was way back in May. She talked about illumination 29 and 30. So these have been coming through for her for a long time.
Okay, well, in Tampa, the God and Goddess sigils were coming through you. So I'm assuming that's when...
Angel God sigils.
Oh, not God Goddess? Not from the same realm?
The ones that I brought through in Tampa were gods from the angel realm.
Gotcha. I did not know that. Okay. Still quite the impressive connection there, my friend. So, anyways, what I'm trying to, truly express is that it's an all-encompassing class. When you sign up for this class, you really
Today's
start...
Today's the last day.
Is today the last day? I didn't even know you could
for
still sign
month.
Up. Oh,
for this month.
For the beginning of the, because it's actually
yep.
a 3 month course, right? So, oh, and it'll start every month, exactly. Okay, right. So today is the last day. It's $299, but it does have a, you could pay $100 each month if that fits your financial plan and all that good stuff. I just can't tell you enough that when you're working with, because it's starting to like come through me that. in Almeen's presence, of her awareness that she is the entire consciousness overlaid on the cosmos, her teaching becomes an entire consciousness overlaid on the cosmos. It's like you become part of this consciousness as you're working to discover yourself as a consciousness overlay in the cosmos. Does that make sense? Am I saying that correctly?
Right. Yeah, we're all one life, and we are also an individuation of the one life. And so we can express ourselves, you know, in our choosing, recognizing that we are all connected.
Yeah, and I mean, connected in, you know, oh my, so much more than, because, I mean, this course is just kind of rocking my world that, you know, it's like you're an aspect of me.
Right.
You know, I mean,
well,
go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, we're really one, you know, so when we get together and we chat, it can be so fluid because it's like we're talking to ourselves and we're answering ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you know,
and we're reflecting our. Well, because I'm starting to so get a clear. The things that bother me because within me, if like in other words, if I see someone. If I see someone cut in a line, that irritates me. You know, I'm like, you know, you should go to the back of the line. And I'm starting to get that things like that, if something bothers me, it's not someone outside doing something negative. It's someone outside triggering something inside of me that's bothering me already. You know, they're just kind of showing up to help me understand what's going inside myself.
Right.
And that is... In my personal opinion, there is a quantum leap in consciousness when we look at everything on the outside and recognize it to be all a part of self. In other words, there is no outside. It's all the inside expressing itself on the outside.
Right. Maybe this will help. I'm looking at Almeen's diary from April 23rd, and it says Illumination 1. Number one.
Okay.
The illusion of controlling through definition. Illusions come from absence of light. To find the source of illusion, seek the understanding that is missing.
Mm.
Exploitation comes from misplaced desire for order. The mind perceives order as the compartmentalizing of life, the separating of oneness for the purpose of controlling through definition.
You know, these are deep. These are deep.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, you look at that, and I'll be honest with you, what I find is in the illuminations, if I haven't had an experience, I have trouble sometimes wrapping my mind around it. But when I have lived something, like, you know, it's like one of my friends, the friend that, quote-unquote, I helped remove her, you know, from this negative relationship, she moved away. And it was like, you know, I started off this whole feeling. I had tremendous anger in me that she wasn't around anymore. And it's like, you know, so many things start from like what I call a point A. It's like, okay, point A is I'm angry. Point B says, okay, she's triggering something in me because I choose to say, no one outside of us makes us angry. It's just something about self. And through Almeen's illuminations, first it started where I thought it was a reflection of my selfishness. Then I moved on and recognized it to be, it's actually deeper than that. It's a fear of abandonment. And it's like as soon as I got that, to me, illumination one is almost, or actually there is an illumination, I think, about, you know, how could we ever have loss of anything when
right.
we're everything?
Right.
You know, it's like, so it's like my experience helps me truly understand the concept of all that is, because it's like, because, you know, and people will go, okay, so what do you do with that? And it's like, you kind of just sit with it and come to the enlightenment that, you know, the illusion is I'm abandoned, but how could I be? And what is abandonment? Abandonment is the fear of being alone, which I have, like, this illusion has tripped me up since pretty much my early childhood. I mean, I can just remember several times in my life where, you know, I was just super afraid of being alone, from a childhood to early teens, my 20s. And it's like, now that I'm starting to, you know, I'm taking the course and I'm addressing this, you know, I'm really starting to get a clarity that, first of all, I can wrap my mind around that I can't be abandoned when I am everything. Then I started wrapping my mind around that if I'm feeling abandoned, maybe also my friend is feeling abandoned too, considering she just moved to a whole other state where she doesn't really know anybody. So she might be, you know, saving face, going, hey, everything's okay. But inside, you know, having some issues and some feelings, you know, that are kind of scary for her. You know, it just brought me to this whole space of seeing beyond my own anger and having an understanding of what was going on. So,
yeah, I can appreciate that, because I sometimes choose to be alone, because sometimes that's easier than dealing with all the relationship things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, so rather than, you know, in my past, rather than taking the risk of feeling abandoned, I maybe wouldn't get too close.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And but I always feel that connection and that oneness.
Yeah.
And so I never really feel alone.
Yeah, well, I definitely feel once the connection is made, I don't believe you can't unknow that connection. You can't forget it once it's made at, you know, at this level.
Mm-hmm.
I have a definite connection with all things natural, in the sense of, not that people aren't natural, trees, animals, nature. I have a deep connection. It cannot be broken. It cannot be. No one could tell me, you know, that the animals in the trees don't talk to me and don't love me. That just couldn't be told to me. I definitely still have blocks around the human kingdom, because there's trust issues there for me. But I'm starting to learn that the only one I need to trust is myself, because everybody is just a reflection of me. If I'm not trusting the outside world, well, then I'm clearly manifesting non-trusting people, so to speak, or non-trusting behavior. But they're just the actors and actresses of my creation of it. It's not necessarily, you know, if I would change my trust issues, they would change their behavior.
Yes, and sometimes we manifest reflections that are not necessarily accurate.
Okay, can you go deeper on that?
So it is an illusion also that we're not perfect. And so if something shows up in our life and we think we have to resolve it, that we have to think that there's a problem, think that there's a solution, that is not necessarily truth.
Yeah, huh, this is...
Yeah,
God,
it is
God
really
bless all
deep.
Things. I mean, it, right,
it's
because...
Really
yeah,
deep.
It is.
Because it's total acceptance.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's total acceptance of everyone and everything being exactly perfect at every moment. in this space.
Yeah.
And when we're not in that space of total acceptance, when, you know, the word I like to use, when we're triggered.
Yes. Yeah.
Then our mind thinks, oh, it's something that needs to be fixed.
Yeah.
And in reality, it, you know, it may be showing us something. Almeen does talk about that, how things show up in nature. You know, recently, one of the things she talked about was how these two crows or two blackbirds showed up, you know, and how that was a signal to her that, you know, somebody wasn't being completely truthful with her. So there are things that do show up. It's when we start to question ourselves internally that we start to create, you know, there, I guess we're creating awareness, but we're also not being totally accepting and in the complete flow at the time.
Right. You know, this work is so deep. It really is. I mean, it is, it's like, I tell a lot of my friends, you're going way down the rabbit hole with this stuff. I mean, this is like waking up on the, what was the ship called in The Matrix? You know,
<Yeah.
laughs> it's like this work ain't no joke. It's like to become the consciousness that is our potential. And not just even our potential, truly our birthright. I mean, to become this birthright is an exploration in all things, period, actually. You don't even have to go. In other words, you have to be willing to explore your not knowing, the unknown. You have to be willing to explore things that have been completely upside down and inside out and backwards to what we've been taught.
And total allowing.
Yeah.
You know, a recognition of the truth of who we are as the one and as the individual and the perfection of that.
Yeah.
In our society, so many times we are critical, I mean, judgmental, comparing. And in truth, if we're, you know, allowing the flow, everything is guided by our infinite connection.
Yeah.
You talk about your car chase, how much in the flow did you allow yourself to be so that you could ride the dragon?
Well, I mean,
you know,
total. I mean, there was, because for me,
total surrender,
but total single point focus. I mean, in other words, you know, it was literally, it was a horrendous scene. You know, I'm just going to share with you. There was like 13 cars. There was essentially a mob of all of these, my friends, all of her so-called friends and the boyfriend wanting to literally stop my car and get her out of the car so that, you know, he could be with her. And the truth of the thing was, I got it into my head because, in all honesty, I don't necessarily know how this magic works, but I know there were certain elements that I would love to share because I think it's important when it comes time to when anyone's going through a life experience where they want to change a level of consciousness, meaning they sense that there's more, and so they want to experience it as such. There was a tremendous fear when these 13 cars essentially all kind of found us in this parking lot. I mean, it was like, okay, you know, there's a mob here and they're ready to beat my butt. pretty much. Mm-hmm. And so the surrender was, see, the surrender wasn't conscious, because for me in my thought process, it was, I won't stop the car until I'm surrounded by police. I mean, I won't stop the car until I'm surrounded by police. I won't stop the car until... That was a mantra that I don't care if I have to drive on the wrong side of the road. I don't care if I have to drive over people's lawns, over through walls, over... Which I didn't think that I had to do that, but I thought, I won't stop the car until I'm surrounded by police. And I think that, coupled with... And this is the part that I find most fascinating. It was fear energy that propelled that whole magical experience. It wasn't delight and joy. I mean, it was when we finally got surrounded by police and I knew I was safe physically. But it really taught me something about the intensity of energy. No matter what that intensity is, whether it's joy, passion, anger, fear, it will serve you if you harness it to a, because that's what I think the single focusedness was. I mean, it was coming through me. Agreed that it, because I mean, to some degree, the 911 lady was going, pull over so the police can find you. And I was like, no, you don't seem to understand. There's a mob chasing me. And trust me, I was saying this with many four-letter words in between, screaming at the top of my lungs, driving 70 miles an hour down the wrong side of the street. It was like, it was funny because it was the first time in my life when it was like, I can trust no one but myself. It was my world. It was my call. And the fact that nothing happened, I mean, nothing happened to the car, nothing happened to me and my friend. You know what I mean? I know that there was other dimensional beings involved in the fact that nothing happened. I just don't know how to explain how either we went into their dimension or they came into mine. I don't understand. You know, I wouldn't know how to explain that. I mean, maybe you can help.
Well, in truth, it's the same. You know, you move into the expansion of the space, which allows those types of things to happen. When you can move into expansion, we've heard Almeen talk about, you know, many of the masters who've passed right through other vehicles without being injured, without, you know, there being accidents. All of those kinds of things happen when you go into expansion. And so it's interesting that you talk about the place you expanded to was because of the intensity of fear.
Yeah.
If we were moving into expansion in the intensity of love,
yeah.
And in truth, I would say the underlying thing really was love, and you have said you trusted yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that
and
absolutely.
So that's the core of Belvaspita. It's love, and trust has replaced fear.
Oh, wow, Dawn!
So you may have this old, what I would call program or paradigm or idea,
okay,
that it was fear, but over and over I'm hearing you say, I trusted myself, I couldn't trust anyone else.
Well, clearly when someone tells me to pull over, yes, that is,
that is
the
new
right.
Era and the new foundation for all of us to live through. Of love and trust.
Well, isn't love and trust the same threat? It's almost like it's two sides of the same coin.
Right. It's the core together. You know,
yeah.
It's a pair of emotion that is the core at our beingness.
Yes.
And it used to be love and fear, which were opposites, because opposites used to attract. Now, like attracts, so fear had to go away, and some other emotion that attracted to love had to come in, which is trust.
Well, it almost feels like trust is the perception, love is the feeling. Because she talks about you can shift your frequency based on perception, or you can shift your perception based on frequency.
Mm-hmm.
She talked about that in the That is hot, though, Dawn. That really, because you know what? It was about trust. I mean, like 20 years ago, there was a situation where 5 people beat the crap out of me. And that's where I was like, I literally laid down on the ground and prayed for them to stop. And that's, you know, that's the truth. And they beat me for about 40 minutes and cracked ribs, and it was ugly. It was ugly. And the thing that inspired me that night was no one is touching a hair on this golden hawk's head. No one. Now, I mean, God bless the girl that was with me, because she was there for, you know, if no one's touching me, no one's touching her. But it was like, you know, it really was a flashback of 20 years ago, you laid down and prayed for it to stop. This time, they're going to have to be crazier than me to catch me, because I am going to fly through the. And I have definitely gotten signals that there. Almin has actually spoken in other radio shows, earlier radio shows, I think even in 2008, that everybody has a dragon. And dragons also, where, you know, there is such a lore that dragons are negative beings. Dragons are healers. Dragons are helpers. They're very much assisting light workers, energy workers, things of that nature. I have gotten several hits, including 8 dragonflies yesterday that are telling me that indeed we were riding on the back of my dragon. And, you know, as that unfolds, I'm pretty excited about that because you know, I have a dragon that's working with me. I mean, that's just, I tend to find myself in some tricky situations sometimes. It's good to have a flying friend with some power. Hey, listen, Dawn, somebody's calling with their hand up. Let's take a call, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, area code 602, you're on the air?
Hey there, how are you?
Good, how are you? What's your name?
Shiloh.
Hi, Shiloh, how are you?
Pretty good. I was just wondering if you could do a general reading or a sample of whatever it is you do best.
Wow, can we do a sample of, you? Can we do Belvis Batah?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, I was talking to Dawn, sorry.
I know, I'm just teasing.
Yeah, I mean, Dawnie's she's a grandmaster. Do you want to maybe do some energy?
Sure. We can, let me pull out.
Okay, Shiloh, I'm going to put you on hold, but we are going to, absolutely, let's do some energy. So what I'm going to recommend for everybody listening to the show, get comfortable. Get comfortable because, you know, anytime you do healing work, clearly if you're driving in the car, and I see the Jaybird man is here with us. Okay, Jaybird, you don't shut your eyes during this energy. but everybody else, you know, if you want to get comfortable and you want to shut your eyes, Trish, you're even feel free to, you know, kind of let go of the chat room duties, and, you know, we can, let's bring in some sigils. That is, Shiloh, that was a fantastic idea. Thank you for that call, because this is really, this is the most powerful healing technique on the planet right now. And the reason why it is because people are unaware of the shifts in frequencies and the shifts in the nature of how reality and the building blocks are happening. And Belvis Batah addresses all of these changes. So,
well, and the wonderful thing about Belvis Batah is it we don't focus on the problem. We focus on expanding the perfection of what already is.
Okay.
So this is the way I explain it. When I would do Reiki, we would focus on needing to clear up the block or, you know, shift the energy and bring the energy through me to the person to help create relief. With Bel Vaspita, we call in angels and sigils to assist in moving different things to a new level of perfection.
Well, I love it. Now, do we need, and, you know, this is actually really good for me because I never knew I was going to see my first, watching YouTube Bel Vaspita was going to be on the air. I didn't know that one, Dawn. But is it possible to do it to the whole audience as a general, or should we focus it on Shiloh, or?
No, we're gonna focus it on everybody listening.
Okay.
So we're gonna do it really general.
Okay.
And we're gonna do it, you know, a little bit more brief because, you know, we don't know all the different situations we're necessarily working with, and that's the beauty of Bel Vaspita is. We don't need to know because we call in the angels. And so what we're going to do is we're just going to allow everyone to center in their heart space and take a couple deep breaths to release any tension, any stress out through their root chakra, releasing to the earth. And so allow yourself to take deep breaths in through the nose, exhaling with the tongue to the roof of the mouth, out your mouth, and releasing any stress, any tension. And so go ahead and keep doing that while you're centered in your heart. Allowing the energy to flow, the frequencies to move through you. We're going to call in the sigil of Bel Vaspita, which is the healing of the heart. And we're going to call in the all-over angel for Bel Vaspita. Keluk Nut Va Vel. S vis pata. Allow that angel to come in. Creating sacred space for Bel Vaspita. And then we're going to call in at the forehead for the opening of the mind, the angel Retsetsi Urubak, to assist in Blaut Va Pita. Allowing that angel to move in at sigil to work on your forehead. And then over the heart, for the opening of the heart, we're going to call in Ior Numubak for Kruvek Pa Rurek. Allow that angel to come in and work with your heart. then over your navel, we're going to call in true air, pleva, for the receptivity of the body. Allow that frequency to move. Kelavish Baba. And seeing as how we were talking about this before, we're going to call in the angel of love. Herek Kri Parava, and the angel of trust. Truasa Bruvarabi. We're going to call in a sigil of light, the Lord of the Root, which comes in just below the root chakra, Herhut Rasta. And we're going to call in the Lord of Faith, the Blutvak Vespi. Now we're going to allow ourselves to move deeper into expansion, allowing ourselves to move beyond the space of the room, feeling in your heart the expansion beyond your state. Feeling the openness in your heart to encompass the whole earth. Feeling within your earth, going beyond the earth to encompass the sun and the moon. Feeling the warmth and the coolness. Moving beyond to other galaxies. Moving beyond allowing yourselves to connect with the infinite, the Divine Mother. Allow yourself to breathe that in. The divine connection. Allowing the frequencies to move through you. Allowing shifts to occur in the flow, the river of life. Allowing the perfection of you to expand to a new level of perfection. A new level of wholeness. We're just going to have a moment of silence to allow ourselves to feel that more deeply and fully. We're going to bring in the sigil of praise. Our deep appreciation for the infinite, for the Divine Mother, the androgynous being of our connection. The sigil of love. Feeling in our hearts our deep love for all that is, for the connection of the one life, for our connection with the infinite and all that is. In the sigil of gratitude. Our gratitude for everything in our lives. For our connection with the infinite. Now allow yourselves to slowly move back into your heart center. Move back to the earth. Move back to your room, your car. Take some deep breaths in.
Wow, Dawn.
Ground yourself. Sometimes it helps to tap your third eye, your Horus eye area.
That was beautiful. I hope you guys enjoyed that because Goldie's flying now.
Good. Let me bring through some language. Let me bring.
Oh, go, girl. Go. Yeah.
So from our infinite connection to the Mother, in our deep love, appreciation, gratitude, receive these words, this language into your heart. Allow yourself to shift in whatever way is needed, whatever way you choose to be delighted and play with. Yamana yeta a koshatana ya mi oyana atika makana yena a mi yo o mi yo oya aha. Makatatana yena a nishata nishatai a okodata omiyana a me yokota me kiya a ma yinana yemoto yemoto ya a amiyata a. Allow your hearts to flow. Flow with the connection of the oneness, the divine grace and fluidity of life allow yourself to be fluid and flexible, flowing in joy and love.
Silence has never felt so good. It's like we're a radio show. We're not supposed to go silent. And I'm like going, oh, silence feels so good though right now. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I would love to, when you guys come back, you know, into this dimension or this space, definitely shoot me some responses from the chat room so I can read them back to Dawn. And you know what? Now would be a good time. Let's do the Almeen promo, because this gives us, you know, another minute to kind of everybody to come back, and we'll be right back.
Great.
Almeen's classes have no curriculum or specific format. There are no predictable topics. The reason is that this remarkable mystic provides an unparalleled transfiguring experience, most certainly not to be encountered anywhere else on Earth. Almeen has been given the most sacred task of assisting the Infinite to usher in Earth's ascension. Everyone in these classes share in executing assignments from the Infinite. Information beyond students' wildest dreams pours in, and those who enter the classes as students leave as masters who have silenced the dialogue of their minds. To learn more about this amazing mystic and teacher, visit www.spiritualjourneys.com. Almeen will be in New York on Friday, September 11th through Sunday, September 13th, 2009. For more information on how to register for this profound class and for hotel accommodations, visit www.almeeninnewyork.com. That's almeeninnewyork.com. Or call Golden Hawk at area code 203-847-5787.
Yay! All right, I admit it, I'm still flying out there. I think there's something to group energy. I don't know. But
definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, you know, we all kind of, you know, empathically, we all contributed to everything we experienced during that meditation. Was all, you know, contributing. Everyone in the chat room contributed. Everyone on the phones contributed. Thank you. Dawn, thank you. That was
my pleasure.
And Shiloh, thank you for the speech. Grab that word. Help me out there. Thank you for the suggestion. Yes. Wow. I'm in a totally different space than I was before. If anybody else wants to ask a question or share an Almeen experience, we have a lot of guests here today. I don't know if you have experience with Almeen and her work, but if anybody wants to share a story or an experience, you can either type it into the chat room or you can give us a call at 646-929-2084. Yeah.
Well, you know, the ability to connect with everyone and not knowing who that everyone is really allowing the flow.
Right.
This is you and I talked a little bit about. For me, it's going into that space of the unknown,
yeah,
and bringing it into the knowingness.
Yeah.
And that, for me, is the sweetest space.
Yeah, well, that is literally, you know, new information entering the planet. And entering the physical. You know, that's really quite profound. Somebody in the chat room is asking if you channel.
What I channel is the language that I just brought through. I don't really do the traditional type of readings anymore. My path is to a little bit more life coach people, and then I do channel the language, and thankfully now, because a year ago English didn't come with the language, English, an abbreviation of what that language really means, does come through now.
So do you,
to help activate.
Do you know what? Do you know anything about what you brought in? What you said? I didn't know if you knew how to translate.
Well, it came in.
Okay.
Something about the flow. Tina, you're going to ask me to remember that.
Oh, sorry.
See if I can recall. Something about opening the space of the heart and allowing the flow of the river, and it also, there was activating spaces within everyone who's listening, their heart, to allow expansion in that heart space, to allow a bigger space for more love to come through and be shared and to flow. Because when our heart is flowing, when we are full of love for ourselves, and we can then overflow our hearts and share with others, that abundance is like a must. If when you're in that abundant space of overflowing with love and sharing, then there's abundant, an exchange of abundance.
Absolutely.
Are you getting,
oh,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt. No, absolutely. Two things come to mind that are quotes from Almeen. One is, if we cease to oppose life, that is abundance, not opposing. And Almeen defines opposing life as thoughts. Thoughts are opposing to life. Being in the flow is, you know, what you were saying, the acceptance of. And the other thought that came to me is what Almeen says, which I have both of these actually on my computer, is my being is my sustenance. So when I am filled to the brim of overflowing with my divine connection of love, it cannot not show up in my reality as that reflection. I mean, everything is literally taken care of. I mean, the non-soul things such as paying bills and all that kind of stuff naturally gets taken care of without even being focused on it. It just shows up that way. Because when the soul and the physical are flowing as one, there's a perfection that it will show up as being, you know, all, you know, you're just pure expression at that point.
Yes. So we have to increase our self-love.
Yes.
And fill every, you know, cell of our beingness with our own love. And only then can we start to open our hearts and share with others. Otherwise, there's we're depleted.
Right. That's true.
And that it's coming to me that that's our place then of lack.
Right. Lack of self-love.
Lack of everything.
Right. Well, you know, it's so interesting, too, because when, boy, am I buzzing. My feet are buzzing and my hands are buzzing. And I just lost my train of thought. Whew, that was like, okay, fell off that cliff. Sorry, everybody. Goldia.
Well, we've got a lot of magic working with us tonight, because as soon as the show started and we started to talk, the language is in my head a lot, and it, you know, it was very, very active, and, you know, the frequencies that were coming in. And I know that this is your intention also, is that we then create this group consciousness and this sharing, this connection. And so we now have created this space of expansion and timelessness.
Mm.
And sometimes it is harder to then stay in the physical, you know, the words are sometimes harder to bring through. These are experiences of pods when you go to classes with Almeen. You know, what I just brought through, what we all just brought through together, because that's what happens with this, is it's the right equation of whoever is listening, whoever is choosing to connect, however they're connecting, that it creates an equation for miracles to happen. And so when we create a class with Almeen, the people who show up are the right equations for miracles to happen, whatever those miracles may be. And many times, people start out being kind of chatty on the first day with one another on breaks and stuff like that. And by the last day, there's a lot of quietness, a lot of silence, because that space is so beautiful and gorgeous. And we don't need words any longer to communicate, because we all are moving to that wonderful space of love.
Yeah, well, it really does feel just divine.
It does. Yeah, it is.
And it is. That's why it's indeed. Trisha wants to know if you'll sing.
If I'll sing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Wait, let me twist your arm. All right, rock and roll, sister. Now, and if you need a few minutes to prep for that, or you tell me what you need. So,
I knew someone was going to ask, so I kind of had something.
Oh, good, good.
In my head.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah, you go.
She must have been sending me that.
She was. She was actually. She had asked about 5 minutes ago, and part of what fell off that cliff, and then she said it again. Like, oh, that's right. That was one of the things I was supposed to say. Well, I remember that song you sang on the beach that night. And, I mean, you sang that last time, so I definitely want to archive another song, but it was like, whoa, Donnie, you take me places.
Yeah, that song I sang the last time, and Trish did get the words and stuff. For me, though, that song a little bit is my heart song.
Ah, okay.
So, you know, that really moves. The song I'm going to do now is called Wendiaho, and it's a Cherokee mourning song.
Okay.
And so sometimes they use it for when people pass on from this life to another life. They also use it to greet every morning to start a new path, because the thought, too, is when you pass from this life to another life, is that you are moving to a new path. And so so that's where this song comes from.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
rock and roll, my friend.
So sometimes it's better to have a drum, but I don't have a drum right
well,
now. And I don't know how that.
I'm going to get a drum. Next time I will have a drum. I'm trying so hard to. I need a drum. I will get a drum. Well, I can do this.
There we go.
Is that,
well,
is that no, but I'm going to start laughing, and I don't want to laugh because I know you're going to move me. So.
Okay. When they yaho, when they yaho, when they ya, when they ya, ho 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 ho, hey ho, hey ho, ya ya ya. When they yaho, when they yaho. When they ya, when they ya, ho 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 ho, hey ho, hey ho, ya ya ya. When they ya ho, when they ya ho, when they ya, when they ya, ho 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 ho, hey ho, hey ho. Ya, ya, ya.
Yay, Tawny, you're so beautiful.
Thank you. I never thought I'd be singing on the radio, Gordy.
Listen, first of all, Tricia said that was amazing.
Thank you.
You're exquisite, Miss Leader. You need to make a CD, she says to you.
Yeah, I'm in the process right now. I'll make my little plug.
There you absolutely, absolutely. And I, when the CD comes out, we will definitely have you on All Things Dawn Leader, and we will promote that definitely. Trish wants one when it comes out.
Yeah, I have two tracks recorded already.
Okay.
I'm be going into the studio to do another track or two in a week and a half because, my family's going to be here for the next week.
Right.
And then the rest of it, my partner Jeff has recorded the music for it, so flutes and drums and
oh wow,
all of those kinds of things. So there will also be a couple he's underneath. Some of it is channeling that I brought through the language, so a little meditative thing, and then there's some singing, some chanting, and then there'll be some tracks just of music, too.
Wow, outstanding, babe. Outstanding. You are quite the little partner. You know, I did good when I advertised for a roommate in Tampa. You know, some people get single white female. I got the goddess Dawn Leader. I am huge hug to you, my friend. I love spending these times with you. And I'm telling you, you pack a chat room. You know, they're all here. They're all, most of the people aren't typing. They are just feeling you and the energy that you're creating, you know, with all of us. But it is you generating this. Yeah, we feel her love. That's what Tricia wrote.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
It's, for those who didn't hear me on the show the last time, I just have to tell the story again.
Please.
You know, you posted that you were looking for a roommate for All Means Pod for her class in Tampa, and I saw the post, and I heard the Infinite say, you have to room with her, and I went, I'm not even going to Tampa. To me. And then 3 days later, I'm driving along, and the Infinite came through, and the language came through, and that was my calling to go to Tampa. And so that was a Sunday. On Monday or Sunday night, I emailed you, are you still looking for a roommate?
Yeah, yeah.
But 3 days before, the Infinite had told me I needed to room with you. So, the Infinite really, it's interesting to see how we've been put together to create, and it's just wonderful, amazing.
It is amazing, and because I'll tell you, I'm loving the, you know, literally after spending 3 days, one of the things that I really want to emphasize to anybody considering or going to your first pod, you haven't been to a pod yet, it is such a deep experience. You truly find family, I mean soul family, at these pods, because the Patal, I saw in one of Almeen's diary entries, someone asked, what is the Patal? And her answer is, it's the elders of humanity. And the people that are drawn to Almeen's work at this point are the Patal. And so you'll find people, you know, in a large group of people where you don't feel strange talking about things that are deep down the rabbit hole, and experiences like seeing fairies dancing on the waves of the ocean, or, you know, having a heartfelt experience, or being confused because you were so expanded you couldn't bring yourself to find the words. You know, it's like there's a real deep sense of a community that understands we are extraordinary beings. And we are developing ourselves to be extraordinary beings. And nobody's making fun of us, and nobody's laughing at us. In fact, everyone is not only supportive and genuine, they're experiencing it in their own unique way. It's, you know, it's an amazing thing to be, you know, front of the line, but at front of the line, there's, you know, you look around, there's not a whole lot of people, you know, that you can follow. You are the leader. You know, you're the way shower. And Almeen, at least for myself, Almeen's people have been just a incredible comfort of a depth that all my life I have never really found. And the people in Almeen's group, I find it in abundance.
Well, and for me, the most wonderful thing is it's truly a co-creation.
Hmm.
Almeen may have this amazing connection with her infinite connection, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, where she can translate all of these different things. And not only the things she brings through, but all the people who share in the classes.
Yes.
Whether they bring through sigils, or they bring through dreams, or they bring through questions, we all are co-creating. And that's a little bit what I was talking about earlier, of the right equation of people coming together to create the perfect
right.
transformation of each class in a co-creative environment. We don't just sit there and listen to Almeen. Everyone is bringing in pieces of this, and we are given little assignments. Look at these things within you. You know, maybe
the microcosm.
One of the assignments.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, when we were in Tampa, one of the assignments was, how do we self-sabotage?
Right.
And all 70 of us had to write, three lists of seven of how we self-sabotage our heart, our mind. I don't remember the third one.
Right, and we turned all those things in, and then Almeen went through all, you know,
all 21 for each of them.
21 times 70.
Right.
And came up with the perfect equations to merge the light and the dark.
Which is exactly what we did, right? We were...
Right.
Yeah, it's exquisite. And you know, one of the amazing things about going to her pods are the infinite. You know, when you're helping the infinite rewrite the book of creation, literally, if you're looking to accelerate your consciousness, that is pretty much, you know, how the infinite pays in tremendous acceleration of consciousness. I mean, it's almost like it's evolution hyperspaced.
Yeah, it is. It is each individual stepping into their place of power within the one life.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
So.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, you know, we're just going to call it a night. Dawn, you were so, I was usually, what did we talk about? I'm supposed to do the alchemy equations after the show.
Maybe you won't get to those today.
Those might be a tomorrow after work thing for me.
That's cool. Hey, let's talk about, I want to talk about sigils because...
Okay.
Because, you know, people are wanting to know what I do. And one of the things I do is I bring through sigils. And you talked about how when at the Tampa pod I was bringing through God sigils. And they were, and I didn't even know. A lot of times I don't necessarily know, especially when I'm doing pod work, what everything is. Because Almin will translate for me.
Right, but I do want to say one thing, because then I know this to be the truth. You know that they're important and they're truth. You just don't
right.
know the defining meaning. So you know you're not just scribbling. You know this is the direct telephone line, so to speak, to a being. You just might not know the definition of that being.
Right, and that's a lot of times when I'm doing pod work.
Right.
When I do individual work, you know, I do Belvaspita for people. I also do personal sigils for people.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get samples of that up on my website, too. I scanned them, but it didn't work right yet, so I got to try something different.
Okay.
But I do sigils, personal sigils for people. And with that usually comes through some translation. Recognize that the level of this work is it's almost like they just give you hints.
Okay.
And then you have to feel into it and open your heart and get the completeness of what it is.
Okay.
So I'll bring through, you know, it might be one big sigil, it might be three or four different sigils on a, you know, an 8x10 piece of paper, beautiful pastel colors, and then a little language may come through, a little, you know, different things will come through, and I hate to call it reading, but it's like, you know, little hints as to help you open up to what these sigils will help you bring in your life. So
okay, because sigils have something, aren't sigils here to help us dissolve illusion? Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, they're They do a lot of different things, you know.
Okay.
They help heal. They, help dissolve illusion. They are keys,
right?
You know, to
yeah.
unlock things. They're activations for different awakenings. So, sigils carry frequency, and frequency is more about light than it is about energy.
Okay. So that would be about wholeness?
Right.
Okay. Okay. Now, can I ask you a question? Can you define, what is the difference between a symbol and a sigil?
The symbols don't carry the frequency. The symbols stand for something or identify something, like a stop sign is a symbol.
Okay.
And we all know to stop for a stop sign. A sigil carries a meaning within the universe as to how to flow a frequency or how to flow light.
Okay, is a sigil, in other words, if when I speak the sigils of Kanish Bel Vespita, this has been my sense of it. My speaking of it and my tracing of it is bringing that frequency into my space, into my experience. Is that correct? That's what I've been feeling. In other words, once I bring it in, it will do the magic of what it knows to be itself as.
Right. That's why we don't really have to look at what the problem is.
Okay.
We just call in the sigil and call in the angel that works with the sigil. And sometimes the sigil is the angel.
Okay.
You know, there is a sigil for an angel also. And we call it in to work with us and allow it to shift our perfection. So we don't have to stay focused on the illusion of what's wrong.
Right, because that clearly creates more illusion.
Right. So we just allow ourselves to be open to call in whatever sigil or angel we're working with, and allow that frequency to move through us and make shifts.
Right. Right, because I can definitely tell you, you as well as the audience, since working with Bel Vespita, Kanish Bel Vespita, and, you know, starting tomorrow, me and Dawn are going to actually, well, we've already started, actually. We're going to start working with alchemy to, you know, to see if we can help the pod along. You know, just to give it the magic so, you know, it can be all that it has the potential of being. Personally, my life absolutely has a grander sense of magic in it since I've been working with this with these templates. I mean, and it's so funny because initially when you look on her site, you know, if you're going through, you know, the myriad of websites and, you know, there's a lot here on spiritualjourneys.com. But if you just take, you know, one thing, you know, whether it be the mugwort gates or, you know, a lot of her stuff, you can literally download from the diary. She puts it into packages that are extremely affordable on the pay download part. But a lot of the stuff you can find for free just on the diary and in websites. But anyway,
when I went to the Ohio pod in April, one of the masters came and he showed us he had 14 2-inch binders filled with free information off of All Means website.
Yeah, she clearly gives
a tremendous amount of information away, because her whole thing is to help us become, you know, the masters and or gods and goddesses that we are. You know, it's like she's not here to she's not here to put more information in our mind. She's here to help us empty out our minds so we can become, you know, the capstone of society to help, you know, there's a huge wave of awakening happening on the planet right now. It's like my teachers prior to Almin would word it to some degree the third wave. Like the first wave was the Ascended Masters. The second wave was the 144,000. The third wave is 6 billion. You know, it's like, you know, she's helping people who are just naturally drawn to this type of work prepare themselves to become in their own mastery so that, you know, you can turn around to your neighbor or your family or your children or whoever and help them understand the changes that are happening. You know, because they have happened. And I think a lot of people are unaware that changes have happened. And so, you know, the teachers are going to, I believe Almin is working with the people that will teach a large majority of, you know, the people that are just coming into quote-unquote spirituality.
Right.
That's my sense of it. Dream Master wants to know more about alchemy.
Well, alchemy is really shifting right now, and it's been a big focus of Almin's work. She's moving to the level, and I don't completely understand this. I'm learning this as we're going along. She's moving to a place of where 1 + 1 = 1. And what they're doing right now, anyone who's been interested in alchemy in the past, if anyone's familiar, like with John Kelly and Saint Germain and
Merlin,
the Order of the Rosicrucians,
right.
Some of the mystery schools, could only get so far in alchemy. And what is being revealed right now to the oracles that Almin works with is the unlocking so that the Rosicrucian information now is coming so that it's being taken to the next level.
Right.
And it's really exciting to work with alchemy. There's all different kinds of alchemy. There's, you know, water alchemy, there's sound alchemy, there's plant alchemy, and you can go on a lot of Almin's websites. You and I have been exploring the Divine Architect website. The fairies, Aruba Farina, they work with alchemy a lot. So all different kinds of alchemy will help enhance things in our lives. You and I had been working with the mugworts, and the mugworts are sacred plant used by natives and shamans on the northwest coast, and those alchemical protocols or processes have been just amazing. So they allow us to open to new places within ourselves, make shifts, receive, you know, higher levels of frequency, and allow ourselves to see amazing things happen in our lives.
Okay, he wants to know if it's a non-physical practice.
everything I've been doing right now is a physical practice.
Me as well. Me as well. It will harness non-physical assistance, but I believe that it's in the speaking of it or in the drawing of the sigils or, you know, intending to go through the gates of the mugworts or the wheels. I guess we're the bridge, kind of. You know, our physical being is one side. Our intention is a non-physical aspect. And when we bring it through, it shows up in our reality, in our physical reality, as, you know, the assistance coming through. Because, like, since working with the mugwort, I clearly have had more opportunities. Like, last week I didn't have my nanny gig because they moved, of course, and they moved from 20 minutes away to literally 4 minutes away from my house. Yes. Anyways, and so I was like, oh, it's going to be a slow week for me. I made more money last week driving friends to airports, selling things, just like, and I was doing the mugwort. You know, I was like, wow, this is really incredible because it's about, well, I don't remember the terms, but opening up to abundant flow, understanding effortless change and effortless abundance. It's like, you know, these are tools that I would highly recommend anybody play with.
Yeah, and I'm rethinking the idea of it being physical a little bit more because it can be as easy as having some sheets of paper.
Yeah.
And then moving to expansion within gateways or wheels or sigils, as you've been saying. If you have the physical mugwort and burn it, it seems to enhance it, but it is not necessary.
Right. Well, and so, isn't there a wheel for the mugwort itself? Actually, is that in the plants? No, mugwort isn't in the plant. I'm sorry, my bad. Please continue.
Mugwort is on the ancient shamanism website, I think.
Is there a wheel for mugwort itself?
Yes.
There is. So that's why you wouldn't need the actual plant if you go to the wheel is its essence.
Right. And so, as we're discovering, life is about playing a game of delight.
Right.
So
well
having the physical mugwort is just kind of fun. It
smells
good,
I agree.
You know.
Yes, yes.
You know, the same thing, you know, there's different crystals, jewels, and there always is a wheel or a sigil or something drawn to represent each jewel, so you don't necessarily need to go out and buy rubies and topaz and sapphires and garnets and those kinds of things, because there is something that's a proxy for it.
Right.
So it does create, through the expansion process, more than with a physical process. You know, if you're into crystals and they speak to you, then you probably want to have them and play with them.
Right.
But it's not necessary. So.
Right. So, all right. So it is kind of more non-physical. I mean, this work, if you have the sigils on paper, like you said, the rest really is, in other words, it's not a physical labor.
Right. It's not like when I think about the old alchemy that we would do, you know, if when I think back to some of the stuff I used to do, like creating different oils or all of those kinds of things. With this work, there's always a representation of a wheel or some type of sigil. And the wheels have sigils within them to act as proxy for those physical things.
That's Almine stuff.
That's Almine stuff. In the past, you did have to go get the crystals. I mean, think about doing crystal healing. You know, you'd have to go and get 35, you know, quartz crystals to lay around someone to create that alchemical change.
Right, right. Maybe that's why they never talked to me, because... Colby really couldn't be going out there fighting, even though it's funny because the chambers, well, wait till you see, garnets and quartz, crystal quartz, are tremendously abundant during around the earth womb chamber.
Cool.
Yeah, which always makes for, you know, an interesting experience.
Yeah.
But
well, the crystals talk to me, so...
Oh, do they?
I love them. I love to play with them. So
that's cool. Oh,
they even bring through language. So
There you go. Okay, someone in the chat room has a question. Has Dawn ever done the Speedy Quick Fairy Magic spell? And if so, what happened?
I haven't done the Speedy Quick.
I think Chloe did, though. Didn't Almeen say Chloe did? And something happened where she saw
some
Tampa
people have used it, yeah.
Yeah, because the only thing I remember what was said when Almeen said the people that were using the Speedy Quick one, in my head I got, remember the old black and white Keystone Cop movies when it was, that was the sense that I got when Almeen was speaking of the experience. I would like to say, though, something that Almeen said is that when you do the spells from Aruba Fina or, you know, any of the books, if it doesn't happen, if you don't see a result like the first time or second time, you know, don't give up on this. It takes a level of, I don't know what it is the level of. I don't know if it's energy or consciousness or awareness or faith or trust. I just know if you stick with it with a perseverance, the magic will show. Some people, it might show immediately, but I don't want, you know, don't think, you know, to be discouraged if it doesn't, because, you know, I was going to say all good things come to those who wait, but that is such an old linear. I can't even say that anymore. There's some belief systems that might be running around in our brains going, you know, telling us this wouldn't work, and that might block the magic from happening. But if we stay persistent, magic is so much a birthright to all of us.
Yeah, maybe there's someone else on the line or in the chat room who's done Speedy Quick. The other thing is there's been a lot of talk on Twitter about the fairy potions.
Okay.
And several people have been talking on, Almeen students have been talking about it on Twitter, and the fairies seem to love it. And I'm not familiar with that either. I haven't worked with the fairy magic a lot yet. So check out Twitter or check out the forum on School of Arcana. The forum, there will be information out there about people using Speedy Quick too, I think.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah, I also haven't. The things I'm working with most is so far is the Belvespita and the Mugwort, because, I mean, I was aware of this information, but in all honesty, I would look and, like I said, I just got overwhelmed, going, I don't know what to do with this, and I thought I needed to be taught, but it's so funny because once I got it printed, that's why I was really kind of stoked that Almeen put it in. You know, nice little, here's the cards, here's Belvespita cards, and, you know, she tells you it's a download and you print it, but she takes a lot of information, because I still have a left side of my brain that needs to feel comfortable in working with things. I hope that I'm, you know, that is not with me forever, but at this point in time it is. And then once I started working with it, it's like I lost the fear that I could do it wrong and went, this is really just about playing, you know, just
play with these sigils. I mean, because like the other day I was sitting, I had my feet in, I have a brook on the side of my house. I put my feet in the brook. I have my book of, you know, all the Kanish Belvis Batai, and I'm saying it, and these dragonflies are dancing over my head, and, you know, I can't even tell you. It just becomes this, like, whole experience of, wow, a tremendous gratitude, tremendous love, praise, and gratitude. It always seems to me to come as one experience. I was just so grateful for my life and the book and the dragonflies and the water. I mean, it's hard to explain other than life just becomes this like fairy tale and I become the main character and it's really quite fun.
Hey, let's talk about the chambers for a few minutes.
I'd love to.
Because we just put it out in an email, anyone who's going to come to the New York pod the day, the Monday after the pod on the 14th, anyone who wants to, we're going to meet in the lobby of the hotel, and we're going to figure out how to drive or get vans or whatever.
Yeah, that'll be taken care of.
To go to these chambers, and you have been talking to me about these since we got together in Tampa, and I have just felt this need to go there. So when you asked me to help you co-create the New York pod, I said yes, and I want to stay another day and have you take me to these chambers.
Yeah.
And then when I tap into that energy, when I connect with that feeling, that is just so amazing. And I know that there is something extremely special there. And so I want people who are thinking about coming to New York to know that this is happening, and we're going to put some more emails, and you've given me some more information because there's a friend of yours who's written some books about these places, and
yes.
They're connected with Celtic, Druid type of energy.
Very much so. Yes, yes, you're right on the money. And, I mean, there's a potential. I mean, we don't know yet, but as it's unfolding, there's a potential that, you know, the chambers could be libraries.
Right.
You know, which, I mean, I wrote that on Facebook one day, that if the womb is a library, I mean, I'm telling you, I was a gymnast a good 20 years ago. I am going to do a round off back handspring. Because, oh my God, if all things Almin and all things this Mother Earth chamber, if they actually, you know, dance and blend and become, you know, one of the same, in other words, all part of this magical mystery tour that is my life, it just doesn't get any better for the Golden Hawk than that. It really does. And again, if it ends up that it's not libraries, there is definitely magic in these chambers. But I mean, I have literally been like really excited because there's a few masters, Jan and Simone. I don't know if I'm saying the gentleman from Quebec.
Simon,
that are both seeming to want to come to New York Pod specifically to go to the chambers.
Oh, I didn't know Simon was going to go to the chambers with us.
I think so. I think that's what I get. Yeah, it's like, you know, like, wow. I always, everybody that I've taken, like personal friends of mine that I've taken to the pods, when I tell them that there's a potential that, you know, there could be the turning of a key and it could be, you know, it could be a whole nother order. Because actually, a woman last night, a good friend of mine, says that she gets a sense that it could be an order in New York and the chambers might have something to do with it and I would have something to do with it. And I'm like, wow, this is so phenomenal. having all of that, when I tell my friends, they're like, oh, yeah, Goldie, can't you see that? It's like, well, yeah, I can see it, but I didn't see it until you pointed that out. I mean, I just, you know what I mean? I just didn't see it as that.
Well, I find it very interesting. I knew that Jan was coming, and if Simon is coming, that is just awesome and amazing. The two of them are almost the longest students of Almeen's, I think.
Okay.
That have been with her.
Through everything.
Even
Toltec
before.
And, yeah.
Yeah, when she was just doing the Toltec stuff. So.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So.
It's
and Simon is the creator of the host of the Toronto pod, and Jan is the host of the Ohio pod, which is starting tomorrow.
Wow.
So.
Yeah.
So we're just putting that out there if anyone feels connected to show up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, if you're in and around, I mean, actually, well, I'm thinking I would, because I was like, wow, they could actually come even if they didn't do the pod. But I think on the Monday after, it would just be the pod people. sorry. I do sound like an old 1970 movie when I say that. Because I don't know if there might be some stuff that we've just done over the weekend that it would be, you know, energetically just more balanced if it was pod people going to the chamber that Monday. But I am open to exploring the chambers with people that aren't, you know, affiliated with the pod as well. I pretty much take anybody and everybody that wants to go. And they are genuinely an experience of clarity and healing. And
there's a new little abundance venture for you.
Yes.
Do tours.
I actually have done tours before. I have done groups. People have contacted me. Absolutely. I am completely open to that, you know, with my other list of hodgepodge of, you know, Goldie, just, you know, things show up in my life and you know, if money's attached to it, rock and roll. I'm a happy camper. I actually had a I might have another radio show that I'm brokering from my old station.
Great. But
yeah, that just came in today. And, I mean, that for me is, I mean, I look at that and go, I mean, I just downloaded The Alchemy. I haven't even played with it yet. I swear, that's what I thought to myself. It's like, wow, this stuff works fast. But, I'm a full supporter of all things magical. Absolutely all star. If absolutely. And anybody who's interested in going to the chambers, you can email me or, you know, it's all good. It's all open. This is for everybody to enjoy. In fact, we just did a taping of it. Another friend of mine, Phil, who wrote the books, is affiliated with a woman, because what we're trying to do is these chambers, a lot of the times, there used to be like 150 of these chambers, and what's happening is development is destroying them.
Right.
And
we have the same thing in Wisconsin, but they're pyramids or mounds.
Yeah, and it's really, Phil has been, for no lie, like the last 20 years, he's been studying for the last 30, for the last 20 he's been trying to get them to be historic monuments. Now, one of the good things about the Earth Chamber, the womb, as I affectionately call it, is it's actually on a watershed property, so it's already protected by the government. That one, that particular chamber will not be, they won't build on watershed, so it will be there. But, you know, there are lots of other chambers. Dawn, did you watch the episode again?
I didn't get a chance to yet, no.
Okay, because I won't bring it up. We won't discuss that. But that was pretty wild, too, because
because all things are speaking to us. We are living in the hologram, and life is completely speaking. Well, I'm a firm believer that life will talk to you in every way, shape, or form if we choose to open up and have the wind, you know, talk to us. The wind already talks to us. It's just a matter of understanding the language of that consciousness. And there is a new show on Sci-Fi called Warehouse 13, which is Dawn. When I watched it again on my computer, they were like, Dawn. Dawn is the answer. The answer's in Dawn. And I'm going, I know. I chose her for the partnership.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Like, oh my God. So if you want to know what I'm chuckling about, Warehouse 13, it's a new sci-fi show. Online, you can watch all the episodes that it started. The last episode, I believe it aired Wednesday night or Tuesday night. I don't know what night it aired, but I don't remember the name of the episode, but it's the last episode that aired. It's all about a Native American magical cave under New York City that has the power to yield basically godlike qualities. And you know, if you watch the episode, there's one part when it's literally they're going, Dawn has all the answers. It's written everywhere. Dawn has the answer. Dawn has the answer. And I'm like, oh my God, Dawn has the answer. And then the woman, I think the woman's name was Chloe, the one with the short red hair.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
I'm not familiar with her name, but at one point when the black girl is telling Chloe like her inner stuff, which is she started telling her, okay, you have abandonment issues and you're really complete, but you're afraid to believe that, so you're creating all this other stuff with your boyfriend. I swear I'm looking at that going, oh, my God, that's me. So all these answers, I'm laughing because Dawn was the one that kind of picked up on that it was in New York City, and you know, all things Native American and the power space of the cave. It also tapped into some things that Almeen had said. I don't know if it was this past Saturday or a couple of Saturdays ago, on her show about the Rosicrucians and a cave underneath with a library that is more powerful than any, you know, she's ever experienced. And, you know, you just start going, oh, my God, the entire universe. And this is what I was kind of referencing about being in the I Am course right now in Incorruptible. What is it? Incorruptibility and Immortality?
Right.
Is that when you're taking a course like this to understand yourself from the expanded point of view, you start recognizing that everything is talking to you. I mean, the dragonflies from the brook or a car chase or a sci-fi program. I mean,
right.
It's all talking to me. It's amazing. I mean, and those are major pivot points. I mean, even in small, quiet moments of just, you know, me walking or, you know, I'm really trying to breathe in that if as I put my expansion more and more out there, that I could literally, you'd never have a question if you always had the answer. And I believe the answer is always within. It's just a matter of being able to read it. Okay.
And allow it.
Well, and allow, right, because you got to let go of control.
Yeah.
That's very true. That's very true.
Very true.
Yeah. So, Dream Master's calling me funny. Yeah. Oh, wait, I'd like to speak with Dawn. Well, Dream Master, call. Call the number, and you can speak with Dawn. Or I haven't been to my switchboard.
I think don't you have my phone number and my email and stuff on your site too? If they,
I have your web page. Do you want me to put your phone number up there?
Sure.
Okay. If you'd like to speak with Dawn, Tricia, if you could put her email up again, that would be great. But if you'd like to call Dawn, her number is 262-470. 14:36. That was memory. Dream Master, you do have 6 minutes left. If you want to call the chat room right now, you can speak to her. Or if you want to call her privately, she'll talk to you privately, whichever. Later, Goldie. Okay. Not now. Okay, listen, I don't know. I'm flying back and forth between chambers and sci-fi episodes. It's a kooky space, but you know what? I loved it. Tonight you rocked, Donnie.
Well, thanks. This has been amazing and fun, and it's exciting to have a bigger group consciousness. It's always great when you and I talk, and to have more connections out there makes it even more special and bigger.
Yeah. Yeah, the chat room was awesome. You guys really rocked it, as did the phones. I mean, everybody's energy is contributing. Now, there's a 203 number here. I think I know who that 203 number is. And do me a favor. If 203 is who I think you are, Facebook me tomorrow saying hi, because I don't want to say your name, but I think I know who you are. I'm feeling you, and you're very quiet. You don't put your hand up. You don't want to speak, but I feel your presence, and I think you're a friend from high school. So I love when I see your number in my on my switchboard. I love that everybody comes here and shares energetically, verbally, everything. Tell her we'll talk later. Okay, you'll talk later.
Okay.
She's around, and keep in mind, she is. What are you? Central time, correct?
I am Central time, right?
Right. So she's an hour different from Eastern time. So, and she also works a 9 to 5. So, evenings and weekends are good.
I'm pretty flexible, but if you leave a message, it may take a few hours to get back to you.
Okay.
I got some more message to come through here before we finish up, okay?
Oh, please. Hot.
Katana yana e maya ka. Maya ka yi a na. Modono ya nina. Nikita ya e ya o. Nikita ya e ya o maha. Akina e. Maki shatana a. Makisha tana ai o, ako, itaya a, aha ya a. The wisdom in your heart is full today. Allow it to expand and grow and flow with grace and gratitude, love.
Wow. That was nice.
I'm in a different space now.
Dawn, so, you know, I was almost coming back to do that. We have 1 minute till closing. Trish, if you could again just put up her email, dmleader@earthlink.net. Thank you. Oh, and by the way, everyone, Almeen herself, either as a pre-record or live, we're not sure yet, as well as Miss Dawn Leader, August 27th, right here on another reality show. It's going to be amazing. I highly recommend everyone come into, you know, to the show and to the chat room to play with that and play with, you know, the queen of all this, Miss Almeen. And we're going to be going off the air in a few minutes. So thank you. Love. Next week is Kate Majors, who is like a professional tarot card reader. I mean, everything tarot card next week with Kate Major. So everybody who wanted a reading this week will get it next week. Thank you, Dawn. Thank you, chat room. Thank you, everyone. I love you guys. Love. And I will see you, you know, floating around the cosmos. Okay, everybody. Good night.
Good night.